Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Hi, you're on the Tom Erickson Show. Good evening.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Well, I haven't called you in a while. It's been a while, but, you know, occasionally I turn you on here when I'm driving home from work.
I appreciate that.
I've been listening to some of the conversations. I want to make a quick comment about the guy that called before this nice lady here and said that let's remember that that was a movie that we were watching tonight. And it was just based, you know, the people just wanted commercial money for it when you correctly told him that it was commercial free.
Yes.
You know, to me, that's a pretty accurate depiction of the events that happened up until September 11th. I mean, I've been...
I was riveted to the screen last night when I watched it. I can't wait to get home tonight. I DVR'd it.
I did as well. I haven't seen it yet, but I've turned into quite the September 11th junkie since it happened, you know, 5 years ago today.
September 11th junkie, wow.
You know, it's like, it's one of those things where I don't want to watch it, but I have to. You know what I mean? I have to, I like seeing it over and over and over again because I'm one of the few Americans that are out here that have not forgotten about September 11th and just how huge of an event it was. But, which leads me to my next statement, and I've said this, you know, time and again on your show, and I want to say it again, just, you know, because it's the 5-year anniversary, what this country needs, unfortunately, is another attack on this soil.
Yeah,
Bad as that sounds, Tom, and I know I've said it before.
No, you just, no, it's, you know, no.
What it needs, because, God, I mean, I just can't imagine, and you know, I was a big Bush supporter. Okay, I've since changed a little bit on how I feel about Bush, only because the biggest mistake I feel he has made, the two biggest mistakes I feel he has made is, number one, we went into the wrong country, I do believe that, and number two, we didn't do it hard enough like we should have. It seems to me like the greatest military power in the world has spent really 5 years doing nothing but losing American lives. If we were really committed to catching Bin Laden, which, by the way, as you know, Tom, he's a figurehead now. It's a 10-faced dragon. You know what I mean? There's so many Bin Ladens in the world anymore that catching him will not stop everything, as you know. I would have gone into Saudi Arabia. I would have gone into Iran. And I would have definitely gone into North Korea if he was really committed to catching threats to the United States.
Hey, real quick, getting back to the movie.
Yes, sir.
You watched part one last night?
Yes, I did.
Didn't you love it when it caught Ramzi Youssef?
Yeah, absolutely.
I stood up and cheered.
Absolutely.
It was awesome, man.
Absolutely.
It was a real just get, like, you know, they got him.
It pumped you up.
Yeah.
You know, it pumped you up to see it. It's just, you know.
We need more movies like that, you know?
Absolutely. But what we need is we need more people to see them.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people I talk to that I'm like, you know, are you going to go watch the World Trade Center movie? Are you going to go watch United 93 movie? And they're telling me no because it's too difficult. People need to see that. It needs to constantly be reminded of them because I'm afraid that the next attack, and let's remember, Tom, they planned 9/11 for 15 years, 20 years, man. You know, people think, yeah, 5 years have gone by, no big deal. There's probably something in the works now. You know, and what's next? They're going to kill 30,000 people before we get serious?
Mm.
You know, the guy made a comment, that, you know, the same caller said, we need a national ID card. You need to swear allegiance to the country. Every time you go to an airport, you have to swear that you're not carrying an item on the bag that can cause harm to people. Did the 22 hijackers come out and say, oh, I got a knife on the plane. I should have boarded.
Hey, the one guy in the movie that played not Harvey Keitel, the other guy, what movie was he in before? I was knocking my head against the wall trying to figure it out.
Oh, man, I'm not sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know who you're talking about, the other lead actor in the movie.
Sort of a stone-faced looking guy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what... He was in a movie. He played like a military guy.
I'm not sure. Tom, look, I hate staying on the phone long because I think there's other callers.
All right, hey.
But I just want to leave you with one thing, Tom, okay?
Yep.
What we can never forget and what no one has yet to come out and say is that we are fighting Muslims. Let's remember that. If it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's a duck. We are fighting a religious war against Muslims. I hope other people out there know that. And maybe they're like me. They're just, you know, too politically correct to say it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good night. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good, man.
Do you agree with the guy's last comment, or is that why you cut him off? You didn't agree with that.
What's that, sir? I cut the last guy off?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to get you on before the news.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to make it. Okay. I just want to agree to that last guy. I agree with his first two comments, boys. I mean, we went to the wrong country, and we definitely didn't go in there with as much power as we should have went in there with.
Could you speak up a little clearly, please? I'm having trouble understanding you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better, yeah.
Okay, so I agree with the last his comments. We definitely went to the country. We should have went there a little bit stronger, and we definitely went to the wrong country.
Okay, what did you, so you think we should have just put more forces into Afghanistan?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're the strongest. We got the strongest military in the whole world.
All right.
I mean, you agree with that?
What were we supposed to do about Iraq? We perceived Osama bin Laden as a threat in the post 9/11 era. We perceived Osama bin Laden as a threat. What would you have done? What would you have done?
Well, we all thought that Osama bin Laden was hiding in Afghanistan, not Iraq. We thought that he was such a threat. I think we should have went to Afghanistan. I mean, I know we went there, but we should have found him at least. We're looking for another guy.
I don't have any, as far as Osama bin Laden, we'll find him. We'll find him.
I hope so.
But.
I mean, one of the ways we can do it, I guess, is what?
Would you rather have Saddam Hussein in power right now?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that. I'd rather have him in power right now. But the country was definitely in more control when he was in power. Right now, it's really out of control.
There's no doubt that we underestimated the insurgency.
Yeah.
But I think one thing that created that was our policy not to offend. If we would have just went in there to kick butt.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There would have been no insurgency. For some reason in Iraq, and I don't know what it is, there was no post-war plan. Or somebody just did a really bad job in figuring out.
What were we going to do after the war?
That's
kind of crazy to even believe it. I mean, I know what you're saying. I agree with that point, too. That's a real good point.
And we're there. We must stick with it.
Do you think that we all pledge allegiance to the country? You think that a soft thing?
We're supposed to.
I know we are. That's what I'm saying. Do you think if we all had to do that, or like the caller before was saying?
How would you do that, though?
I don't know what he was talking about. I mean, if these guys are really terrorists, I'm sure they wouldn't have any problems of pledging allegiance to our country.
I'd have no problem.
I would have no problem either. I'm sure no terrorists have a problem either, do you?
I wouldn't mind getting a card or something or some kind of an ID. That's an interesting question. That's an interesting
That'd
question.
Be nice.
That's
That'd
an interesting.
Be nice.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, we're all born citizens. So, I mean, legally, we're all, you know, are going to be held under the law anyway.
Hey, I got to go to news.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good night. All right, we're going to go to ABC News here at 10 o'clock. They'll probably have a quick recap on the president's speech tonight.